Good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for this special live event, an informative discussion about zeolite. With over 300 studies listed in PubMed on the beneficial properties of zeolite, clinoptilite, the mineral that has gained increased recognition for its natural ability to trap toxins, heavy metals, and environmental pollutants, there seems to be a lot of controversy versus a lot of confusion. So there's lots of recent attention, and there's additional attention that and scrutiny surrounding zeolite lately after the Joe Rogan interview with Terrence Howard, despite the large number of studies showing the health benefits. And he himself said that Joe said he looked about 15 years younger, and he credits it to his wife getting him started on Touchstone zeolite. And then that set off a firework across the internet. So there's been a lot of accusations flying around. It seems to be a big battlefield that has developed about zeolite and the various companies that use it in their products. So we decided to put together a webinar with a medical doctor who's also a scientist, a toxicologist, to discuss zeolite and why we have been promoting Touchstone zeolite for more than 4 years. Before we get started, we have some housekeeping details and some announcements. There is no part of this webinar or its content, including videos, written hand scripts, or any other materials, may be reproduced, distributed physically, or any other digital platforms, including social media, transmission of streaming devices, transcribed or stored retrieval systems, or transacted into any language or computer. This means you can't record this, snip it, and put it on your own social media sites without written prior permission from drtenpenny.com and our team. Unauthorized use and sharing, reproduction, or distribution of any part of this webinar's contents is strictly prohibited and may result in civil and criminal penalties. Those penalties for copyright violations, fines start at $150,000 and more. The disclaimer: the content provided in this webinar and by this company is for educational and informational purposes only. We put this together to try to give people information about zeolite from someone who's a toxicologist medical doctor and is not intended to substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of an integrative physician who may know something about zeolite and detoxification and otherwise health professional for these questions that you may have described. The views and the opinions of this webinar are those of the presenters and do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of any health agency or medical organization. Testimonials and examples used in this webinar by individuals are not guaranteed to produce the same outcomes for all participants. Participants are expected to maintain respect and decorum at all times. We reserve the right to remove any participant in the webinar who is disruptive, aggressive, malicious, or present in the chat for purposes other than receiving information. This ensures productive time and positive learning environment for all that are attending. By accessing and participating to this webinar, you acknowledge virtually that you agree with these terms and conditions, no matter where you are or what country you're in. So with that, I want to introduce our illustrious guest this morning, Dr. Alex Lee. Dr. Lee is a distinguished practicing physician who is board certified in internal medicine and gastroenterology. He received his MD degree from the University of Southern California Medical School and holds an academic appointment as clinical assistant professor at the medicine at UCLA. An expert in toxicology, Dr. Lee emphasizes the importance of reducing and eliminating toxic exposures. Dr. Lee has spent his career advocating for the benefits of healthy diet and lifestyle choices to help avoid many of the chronic diseases that we see across the country and he sees in his patients. Dr. Lee is not only a practicing physician, but continues to be a dynamic force in the field of research. He is involved in clinical research, collaborating with the researchers of various medical institutions, often as a principal investigator. He's a medical advisor and on the board of several nonprofit organizations dedicating to medical research and education. Practicing in Arizona, Dr. Lee endorses Touchstone Essentials for a Healthier Life and brings invaluable insight into detoxification to the company's advisory board. With that, Dr. Lee, thank you for getting up so early this morning out there in Arizona to join us for this presentation so that hopefully we can educate people about zeolite as a whole. And I really appreciate you being here and your expertise.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Tenpenny, for inviting me. And good morning from Arizona. And depending on where you're at, I see there's people from all over the world. Thank you for taking the time to get on this webinar, because I think education is very, very important. And the more you learn, I think the more ammunition you have to be able to fight this epidemic, really, I think of it, of toxins and the negative effects of environmental pollutants on our bodies.
You know, I want to start with something that I think is just of great interest to our people here, and to explain a little bit, what is the specialty of toxicology and how do you apply that clinically?
So toxicology specifically is study of the adverse effects of substances, whether they're natural substances that occur in our environment or, of course, you know, man-made toxins that affect our bodies. And really, the effects can really go from something that will kill you right away to very insidious toxins that will accumulate in our bodies over a long period of time. And you may not be aware of it, but our bodies wear down. They don't work as effectively. And so toxicologists study all of these, you know, tens of thousands of chemicals that are in our environment and toxins, and, you know, try to eliminate or mitigate these toxins on our bodies.
That's great. So how did you become interested in zeolite and become a researcher in this area?
So I was introduced to zeolites as a natural remedy, basically, more than 20 years ago, when one of the very first natural zeolite supplements became available in the United States. And I found that personally, and also from a lot of anecdotal studies and people talking to me, letting me know the positive benefits of zeolites. And so I got very interested in zeolites as a natural supplement, and the evolution of zeolite products over the last 20 plus years. And, you know, I got started with one company and got interested that was one of the foremost companies to start introducing zeolites to the marketplace. And over the last 20 years or so, I've seen the evolution of zeolite products. Now, there's a lot of zeolite products out there today. I have to admit, unfortunately, not all of them are the same. Not all of them work as effectively. And so that's, you know, this webinar hopefully will give you some background information on the benefits of zeolites and the nature of their benefits.
And you have a slide deck that you'd like to share with us. And I think that would be a good place to start, because you've got that organized in the way that you want to present it. And I think that for the viewers, it's going to answer a lot of questions. We've kept track of them. And then we can, after you've done with your slide deck, we can follow up with the questions that were submitted by the viewers.
Let me try to get that on right now. And let's see if that will.
There we go. Now we can see it.
Okay. So I'll quickly go through the first few slides, because I think they may be preaching to the choir and extraneous to this talk. Plus, I don't want to be extending the webinar to 6 hours. So I will
okay,
keep
great.
This as brief as I can.
Okay, very good.
But we're talking about toxins and the effects on our body. And like I said, it could be insidious. These toxins in some people can just make you feel tired, or you have a brain fog, or you may just have achy joints and muscles. But also we're seeing now other issues with the digestive system, weight gain, you know, allergies that we put off to just our environment. But actually these may be the results of toxins taking its toll on our body. And so the sad truth is that there are many, many heavy metals in our systems that can actually have a negative effect. And it's worse than you think. And I don't know if you are able to see the slide, if it's advancing. Are you still seeing just the first? Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Next slide, please. And next slide. And next slide. Okay. If you can put that on
Slideshow.
just the slideshow.
Yeah, slideshow at the top, at the very top. There you go. And then play from current slide. There you go. There you go.
Perfect. Thank you. So unfortunately, you know, some of the studies that have been done show that the average American has over 200 toxic chemicals in their bloodstream.
Wow.
Even the babies that are being born have over 200 toxins. And that's from the moment that you're born. So you're born, our babies are born with a toxic load in their systems. Many of these are forever chemicals. So you've heard about PFASs that are found in almost all Americans. These stay in your system and in our environment basically forever. And studies have shown, you know, most of our water systems have levels of lead and other toxic heavy chemicals, even in our baby food, actually. 95% of samples have toxic heavy metals. Next slide, please. So how are we exposed? Well, we're exposed through basically the air, the water that we breathe. We keep pushing forward all the way to the end of the slide. So it's everywhere. It's in our environment. It's in our water supply. And so in the food we eat, it's, you know, lots of contamination. Next slide. And so heavy metals, actually, how they affect our bodies is that they bind to our enzymes and they get into our cells. And at the molecular level, they disrupt normal cellular function. And these heavy metals are very well known as toxins, lead, mercury, arsenic, aluminum. They affect the brain and nervous system. Aluminum is associated with Alzheimer's. You know, of course, lead, mercury can lead to neuropathy. Cadmium and nickel can cause lung damage, can cause cancer. And then many of these other heavy metals are carcinogens. And next slide. And also the toxic exposure that we have basically everywhere, including our homes. The number one toxin in our homes are the cleaning agents that have pesticides, natural gas, formaldehydes, benzenes. Also, many of these are irritants to the lungs, the mucous membranes, and also at a lower concentration, they also affect many of our organs, the liver, kidney, brain, and they accumulate there. And many are known carcinogens and are known to disrupt our immune system. So basically, next slide. This is creating what we call the toxic burden. Our bodies are becoming a living test tube of all the toxins that we're exposed to. There are over 4 million chemicals that are now recognized by the EPA.
Wow.
And 80,000 of them are commercially made. Actually, there's three new chemicals made every day. So
wow.
Forward that, please.
Wow.
Okay, next. There you go. And many of these chemicals are not metabolized by our bodies. These are not, you know, novel, de novo, new chemicals our bodies have never been exposed to. And so many of these, our bodies can't get rid of them. They're minimally excreted. And unfortunately, many of these chemicals have unknown long-term consequences. They haven't been studied. They haven't been studied alone or in combination with other toxins and metals. So what we're seeing today, lung cancer in non-smokers, increased risk, we'll forward that a little bit, of lymphoma. We're seeing actually a concerning trend amongst the young, people younger than age 40, of different cancers, including colon cancer, lymphomas, testicular cancer, kidney failures, and so breast cancer as well. So it's a very concerning trend. Actually, the NIH and other federal health agencies have started to alert physicians about this trend, and we're not sure exactly what the triggers are. The concern is that many of these triggers are related to toxins in our system. So next slide. So what can you do? There's so many challenges to our bodies and so little time to do anything about it. Of course, trying to live as clean, quote unquote, as possible using natural cleaning ingredients, avoiding BPA-containing plastics, which finally the FDA and EPA have said you can't use BPA-containing plastics for water bottles anymore. Try to minimize exposures to pesticides, Teflon-coated aluminum cookware. Also, we can use water and air filters, but it can only do so much. People that say, eat natural organic food, unfortunately, those organic foods still may contain contaminants and toxins. Eating superfoods or antioxidant-rich foods, getting enough rest and exercise, that's certainly a beneficial thing to do. Unfortunately, living in a bubble is not practical. We can't all go and even if you move to Mount Everest, you will still be exposed to toxins. And we found that testing the snow on Mount Everest, they found dozens and dozens of toxins that have been carried by the air, in the air into Mount Everest and deposited as snow. So people have looked at detox for decades now. Chelation, you've heard of that. Medical chelation can be expensive. It could be dangerous. Also, other things that people have used, such as colonics and purgers and saunas, may have limited effectiveness. They may not get rid of the many toxins that could be deposited in our organs. And so I got interested in zeolites because I found it was a natural, safe, organic solution. Okay, next slide. And so I call it natural chelation, chelation without the danger. So what are zeolites? Well, zeolites are unique negatively charged minerals. Most minerals are positively charged. And zeolites form by the interaction of volcanic ash and rocks with seawater and also sometimes with deep lakes as well. And literally, it takes hundreds of thousands of years for these zeolites to form. And so these zeolites, when purified, and activated, they're non-toxic. There's no significant side effects. They've been granted generally recognized as safe status from the FDA. Because it is a natural mineral, it's not considered an FDA-approved drug because it is not a drug, but it is a FDA-regulated product. And so it's been used historically now in decades. For several decades, in filtration systems as catalysts, in industrial manufacturing, purification, even of radioisotopes. Next slide. And what's important about zeolite in a form that will actually be beneficial is that, first of all, it forms almost like a three-dimensional cage. So this negatively charged cage, that's almost like a honeycomb. And this charge, this negative charge, is very important in attracting positively charged metal ions. So these are heavy metals like lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and other environmental pollutants. And as a cage, the zeolite molecule traps these heavy metals and other pollutants, but very selectively. And what I mean by that, let me show you the next slide. So a zeolite that is cleansed, that means that you've gotten rid of the toxins that are in the natural zeolite, forward please. It allows for selective chelation or ionic exchange. So it actually is very attracted to mercury or lead, cadmium, arsenic, aluminum, nickel. And so that's been verified by various studies. And because it's highly attractive to these heavy metals, it actually kicks out the natural sodium or calcium that are beneficial out of the zeolite molecule. And instead, it actually fits in the heavier and smaller heavy metals. And so once it gets into your system and it attracts the heavy metals, it holds onto them and you can get rid of the zeolite with the heavy metals safely in the urine primarily. And so clinically, it's been shown that in normal volunteers, it's a 5 to 7 fold increase in urinary excretion of heavy metals attached to the zeolite within 1 week. And these are normal volunteers. These are not people that are heavily toxic or heavily exposed. There's actually been a study done in coal miners that showed increased urinary excretion and decreases in levels of toxic metals after the use of zeolite. So how about organic compounds? Next slide, please. So organic compounds, these actually activated zeolite or clinoptilolite can trap organic compounds that have a slightly positive charge. And these almost work as plates. So the zeolites will surround the organic compounds. They're too big to fit inside the zeolite. So the zeolite pores are as small as a nanometer. And these organic compounds may be bigger than that. But these are things like dioxins, PCBs, other heavily toxic chemicals. And they actually may actually trap these organics and get rid of it out of the body. So the important points, next slide, about clinoptilolite zeolites, next slide, please, is that zeolites are rocks, and they occur in the natural environment. They could be mined. They've been used in agriculture, in animal husbandry. They've been used in industry for a long time. But the natural zeolites tend to be quite large. You can grind them down to a granular form, but these are greater than 40 microns in size. So they're not absorbed into our bodies, into our systems. And unrefined, non-micronized zeolite, and I'll talk about the micronization process, have a limited benefit because, number one, they're too large. So if you consume them, they can only detoxify your intestinal tract, but not get into your bloodstream or into your bodies or your organs. And also, they don't have the usable surface area. It's the think of it as you fill a big bucket. Instead of one giant bowling ball, you fill it with a lot of little marbles. And so the marbles would have a lot more surface area. You can fit a lot more marbles in a bucket than you can a bowling ball. And that usable surface area is how zeolites go to work. And rock clinoptilolite that's mined, they tend to have an abundance of environmental pollutants already in the zeolite. So they haven't been cleaned. They've been sitting around in the environment for a long time. And so these zeolites may have heavy metals and volatile organics already inside the zeolite cage. And so the zeolites have to be activated. We have to clean out the cages and get rid of the heavy metals. And the heavy metals are then replaced with calcium, sodium, potassium, magnesium. So these are ions or minerals that our bodies need and are beneficial to our bodies. Next slide. And so I think of, next slide. Thank you. So I think of zeolite as a natural master detoxifier of our bodies. And so it detoxifies the bodies. And again, it's important to actually recognize and realize that the FDA does not allow anyone to make claims that zeolites treat or cure any disease. Okay, that's important. We have thousands of anecdotes that I've personally been aware of the benefits of zeolite. So we can't say that they treat or cure disease. However, we can say that the benefits of the zeolite, once it gets into your body, it's a master detoxifier of heavy metals and toxins. It alkalinizes the body. So when your body gets sick, you get ill, you get an infection, for example, you become acidotic or acidemic. And so it alkalinizes the body, tries to balance the pH of your body. It supports the immune system, and there's many studies that have shown that. It supports gut health and the microbiome of your gut. And in some people, it removes that brain fog. It may improve your mood that so many of us suffer from. Next slide. So once you reduce the toxins, people start to feel increased energy. They sleep better. Some people, as I mentioned, increase their focus and mental clarity. And it strengthens your immune system. It reduces inflammation and supports improved blood pressure. Because many of these toxins actually create a problem in within the cells of our bodies. And so, blood pressure becomes, people have problems with their kidneys. They can't excrete these toxins and heavy metals. Next slide. And so in terms of the evolution of zeolite products, what I have seen is quite a remarkable evolution. It's almost like going from the Ford Model T car to now we have supercars. We're able to not just micronize the products, we are actually now able to nanosize it. So take that in perspective. So a micron basically is a thousandth, one one thousandth of a millimeter. So a millimeter is pretty small, but you make a thousandth of a millimeter. Now you take a micron and you take a thousandth of a micron. So that's 10 to the minus 6 of a millimeter. That's nano size. So nano size are extremely small particles. And you need that nano size particle to be able to enter your bloodstream, get into your cells, and actually work on on the molecular level, on the enzymes that are in your body. And the nanosized particles then can actually attach themselves and, attach the toxins and heavy metals. So that's important to realize. The Touchstone product that I've utilized over the last several years, we actually did a study and looked at it under spectrometry, and we showed that the nanometer size is between 1 and 5 on average, just a peak. And that is very, very small. Most zeolite products that are available are not that small, and actually most of them are more than 10 microns in size and have difficulty crossing your gut barrier. So when you take it into your system, it's actually not absorbed. Next slide. Also, you want to ensure that the zeolite particles that you consume are pure, meaning that they're free from toxins. So you do a study like we did. You want to look for all these heavy metals to make sure they're not detected, they're not in the zeolite that you consume. Now, even if you did consume a zeolite that had, for example, lead in it, the zeolite will not release the lead. It will just hang on to it. However, because it's already chock full of these heavy metals, it has very little ability to exchange within your body for other heavy metals. So if you take in a zeolite that's already purified, it only has calcium, potassium, sodium, magnesium in the pores, and then it exchanges these particles or ions of calcium, magnesium for these heavy metals. And that's how the ionic exchange works with purified zeolites. Next slide. So the negatively charged zeolite then traps these positively charged toxins, carries them out of the body, primarily through the urine. Very safe, very natural. And I think it's very effective without some of the very negative potentials of chelation therapy. Next slide. And so, like I said, there are dozens of zeolite products out there. I have had personal experience with Pure Body Extra. Because I've looked at their studies, some nano-sized zeolite suspended in water molecules. It actually gets absorbed into the body, and then it goes to work in your bloodstream, into your organs at the cellular level. And so I will end that formal part of my presentation, and I welcome any questions.
That was great, Dr. Lee. Thank you so much. It was very informative, especially the part, the very end part there about the various sizes. We have a whole bunch of questions that I have collated, and also there's more questions that have come in through the Q&A. But let's start with why is zeolite also called aluminosilicate? And is there aluminum in the zeolite? And is that a problem? That seems to be a very widely asked question.
Okay, so yeah, that's a very important point. I think we'd like to clarify. Yes, there is silica and there's aluminum in the zeolite cage, but it is part of this structure of the zeolite that cannot be broken, or it's very, very difficult to break. So the aluminum does not go into your body. So it doesn't, it's not free aluminum. It doesn't cause any of the negative effects of free aluminum. The aluminum is actually part and parcel of the structure of the zeolite cage. It cannot escape into your body. You have to realize that purified zeolites are very stable structures. These molecules are almost impossible to break apart. You'd have to heat them up at 900 degrees to 1,000 degrees, basically almost melting the container that you're trying to heat them up with. For these zeolite structures to break. So, in a normal temperature, body temperature, aluminum does not get released in your body. It's just part of the structure of the zeolite, and that's how it works. It actually, that's what imparts the charge to the zeolite, and it's how it traps, the heavy metals and other toxins in the zeolite molecule.
And is that true for all zeolites across all products?
Zeolite, natural zeolites, for example, it's generally true. There are some synthetic zeolites. So,
So, what's the difference between a synthetic and a natural zeolite, which was going to be my next question?
yeah, so naturals, that's a good segue because I want to talk about that. So,
Okay,
natural
good.
zeolites are mined. There are deposits of zeolites throughout the world. And in fact, over hundreds of years, different cultures have used zeolite rocks as natural remedies. They didn't know it was a zeolite. They just found that these rocks, when consumed, had a lot of positive benefits. Now, these are not micronized, they're not purified or cleansed zeolite, but they found that these remarkable rocks actually had very positive effects on their bodies. And that's been used in Asia, in India, in Eastern Europe. So there are deposits of zeolites of high quality. Well, actually, one big deposit is in Wyoming. We've got deposits in Czechoslovakia. There are deposits in Asia of zeolites, of natural zeolites. So synthetic zeolites are made basically, they basically take aluminum, silica, and an alkali environment, and they cook this mixture for at very high temperatures, and they make a synthetic zeolite. The problem or the issue with the synthetic zeolites is that the potential is not as stable a structure or molecule as natural occurring zeolites. And so they may break down or weaken, especially in an acidic environment, and they may lose their stability. These synthetic,
So that could be the process. So if that happens, then if it breaks the structure, then in a synthetically made zeolite, perhaps the aluminum can be released, which is different than the zeolite that we use in our products.
correct.
Okay.
So synthetic zeolites have primarily been used in things as catalysts in manufacturing, in the chemical environment. They've been used as in some filtration systems, but certainly as a natural remedy, it's not something I would want to put in my body.
That's great. So, we talk about zeolite and using, zeolite as a detoxifier and to get rid of the metals, which you explained really clearly in your presentation. How is that different from a detoxification that's done with, say, bentonite clay or activated charcoal?
So Other ways of detoxification with different clays, over the ages, people have used different clays and just like as zeolites themselves as well as natural remedies. And what is important is that the bentonite clay and activated charcoal are particles that are too large to enter your body. So, number one, they may not be cleansed completely, so they may have some underlying natural, chemicals or metals within the natural bentonite clay. But also, the particles are too large, so they don't get into your, they don't cross the barrier in your gut into your bloodstream. They stay in the gut. So yes, they may detoxify the gut. That's about it. Bentonite clay that's been used primarily on the skin, to help, heal things or beautify the skin, but it doesn't get absorbed, and neither does activated charcoal.
That's really good. That's a really good distinction where that zeolite cleans out your blood, bentonite clay and activated charcoal can help to clean out your gut. That's really a good distinction. You mentioned briefly in the last couple of slides on your presentation about different sizes of zeolite particles. Are they different sizes? And what about, we hear all these things about nano sizes and nano zeolite. Can you expound on that and go into that a little bit deeper for us?
So yes, natural zeolite rocks that are ground down, they can mostly only get them to a micron level, which is small. It's a thousand, one one thousandth of a millimeter. However, that may not be small enough to enter into the bloodstream, get into your cells, and work enzyme level, the molecular level. So nanosized zeolite, where you're now not 10 to the minus 6, but it's 10 to the minus ninth of a meter. These, very, very small particles can easily cross not just the gut barrier where it gets absorbed into your bloodstream. Actually, it can cross the blood-brain barrier. It actually can have effects and positive effects on the brain as well. So that's an important distinction because many zeolite products that are out there today are too large, and they just like bentonite clay or activated charcoal, they may detoxify the gut, but they never cross the barrier into your bloodstream, into your body.
That's a very important distinction. And and I think there are more than 100 different types of zeolite. What does it mean? What does that mean? And are they part of nanotechnology, or are they just the different types? Like I have talked about that the various types of zeolite, some are used in industry. They're large molecules. We don't have to worry about cleaning them because they're not going to be used for medical use. But what are some of the different types of zeolites, and what are they used for?
So, zeolites as a class of minerals, they're sheet-like minerals. They're basically rocks, in nature. And in fact, asbestos is a type of zeolite, but asbestos is dangerous. It's dangerous to your body. It causes mesothelioma and lung cancer, and you don't want that in your body. But clinoptilolite is a special, specific type of zeolite. As I talked about, it has that case-like structure that has the negative charge that attracts the heavy metals. Again, it's important to make the distinction that any zeolites that you put in your body, number one, the maximum benefit is that if they're small enough to be at the nano-sized level, nanotechnology, to be able to enter your body, and that they're cleansed, that these cages have been cleaned of the natural pollutants. So, the zeolite rock is sitting at the bottom of the ocean or a lake. It's going to pick up the natural pollutants that are in the system. So it'll be attracted to the lead, mercury, or whatever it is that's in its environment. And so you don't want to just be grinding up that rock with the lead and mercury in it and swallowing it. So you
Very
need
good.
the cleansing process to get rid of the natural heavy metals and replace it with the beneficial ion like calcium, magnesium, potassium that are beneficial and don't aren't toxic to your body.
So, if there really isn't such a thing as pure zeolite, and I've read a bit about touchstones, it's a bit proprietary of how they clean the zeolite in, before it's bottled. How is, as a general rule, how is zeolite cleansed in that that ionic exchange done before it's put into a product?
So we call it activation. So the activation process of the zeolite is where you take the micronized zeolite, that's already a very small particle, and then you do the cleansing process or activation process, and you have to treat the zeolite at high temperatures in an acidic environment, and that basically will pull out the heavy metals that's in the natural zeolite and replaces it, and you have potassium and calcium in that environment. And so potassium and calcium, by nature of the zeolite, is going to be replacing the heavy metals. And that's a that's the safe activated cleanse zeolite that you'd want in your system.
There are different types of zeolite and zeolite products on the market. There's the two primary ones are liquid and powdered. Do you have any comments about liquid versus powdered zeolite and any preference for human use?
Yes, another important distinction. So when we call it liquid, quote unquote, zeolite, it's not actually zeolite, is actually does not exist as a liquid. So these are actually zeolite suspension, very, very small micron or nano-sized zeolite particles that are suspended in water. And so, it's what we call liquid zeolite. The powdered zeolites, before we suspend them in the water, they come as a powder. However, if the zeolites are micron size or nano size, they're so small that you can't take them as a powder, because if you breathe on that powder, it'll disperse throughout the whole room. So the powder is so small and so light that it's almost impossible to take. If you actually had a true nano-sized zeolite powder, it's almost impossible to take something and mix it, say, in water, because just by moving it around, it'll disperse in the air. It's so small and light. So most zeolite powder products that are available, they're very large particles. They've been ground down, but they're still very large, and so those don't get absorbed into your body.
That's a very, very important distinction. And for those that are listening, that's really important that the difference between a liquid and a liquid spray versus a powder that you either can like put a teaspoon in water and take it into your body, which is going to act a bit like what Dr. Lee already described of the bentonite clay and the activated charcoal. It may detoxify your gut, but it's too large to get absorbed into your system and detoxify your blood. You know, one of the things that this comes about, and I think you've already answered this question, but since it's come up a lot, I'll ask it again. Does zeolite deplete the body of good minerals in that anion exchange? And do you have to worry about taking zeolite at the same time as, say, like a multivitamin?
So again, it's important to make this distinction that a cleansed natural zeolite that's been activated will not deplete your body of important minerals, because it actually will exchange for the heavy metals, the heavy minerals that such as lead or mercury, but it will not deplete your body. That's the nature of the zeolite. It's highly attracted to the small, very heavy metals, but it's not quite as attracted to calcium or potassium that's in your body. So it'll exchange the calcium that's already in the zeolite for the heavy metals, but it will not deplete. People are worried, well, will it, I have silver fillings, I have gold fillings, or I may have some kind of a knee implant that's metal, or a hip implant. It will not degrade or leach out the metals from those implants. It actually works in basically if you have free That means that you have, let's say, lead or mercury that's floating around in your bloodstream. That's where the zeolite works.
That's really important, and that question has come up multiple times. Can I take zeolite if I have an implant of some kind, you know, like a total knee replacement, or if I have a metal, like if I have a pacemaker, or if I have metal silver fillings in my mouth, can I take zeolite? And the answer to that is that it's safe and it doesn't mess with any of those additional metals, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. There was another. So, what about as we're detoxifying the body? Do you expect things to happen like rashes or a Herxheimer reaction, which is like a detox reaction, or any of those sorts of things from zeolite going into your bloodstream and trying to clean it out?
So if you're, especially if you're heavily toxic, meaning you have a lot of heavy metals in your body, some people may experience a detox effect. Most of them are very mild. Most of them will last a couple of days, maybe to 3 or 4 days. And so people may experience some muscle aches. They may experience some mild headache. Some people even have a rash or a fever. Again, that usually goes away. And I tell people, if you get a detox reaction, you can and initially maybe cut back on the amount of zeolite that you're taking. Drink a lot of fluid so you flush everything out, and then resume once your toxic burden is out of your body. And the reason people get a detox effect is because they're pulling the heavy metals out of your tissues. So we know that, for example, lead, mercury, other heavy metals can be deposited in the bone or in your organs like your liver. And it may be sitting there for years. So once you pull it out of your organs, it's floating around in your bloodstream. That's when you start getting the headaches. You may get the muscle aches as it, gets out of your muscles, and even a rash. But like I said, no one's ever died from a natural detox reaction, unlike chelation. You may not feel good for a few days, and then that goes away. And then that's when the positive benefits start to kick in.
Yeah, so another way to state that for people that are listening is that you've turned a chronic toxicity into an acute toxicity. You have been accumulating those heavy metals and all that junk in your body, in your bone marrow, in your thyroid, in your lymphatic system. It's just been stagnant and sitting there. And now with the detox that you're doing, and you'll be able to, you'll see this with almost any type of detox. If suddenly you're doing a detox and you get a rash, you get maybe some diarrhea, like what Dr. Lee said, you may get a headache. It's because you've taken that stagnant stuff. That's that those toxins that have been sitting in your system accumulating for maybe decades, and now you're starting to poke at them and release them, and some of that detoxification reaction is moving those toxicities out of your body. So even though you may not feel so good, it may be a better in the end result, it's good. The zeolite, you can cut back on the amount that you're taking. That might be a good place that you use some activated charcoal or some bentonite clay to absorb the toxicities in your gut and then pass them on through. But depending on how toxic you are, will depend on the type of reaction that you have, like what Dr. Lee said, from any type of detoxification. So one of the things that we had a series of sort of quick questions that came in, like, does zeolite remove parasites? Like what was talking in that Joe Rogan interview when he said that it takes parasites out of my body. Does zeolite help to remove parasites?
So zeolites themselves do not remove parasites, but it does augment your immune system. And so if your immune system is fighting the effects of the parasites, it can improve your body's response. But zeolites themselves, are not known to kill parasites. Obviously, parasites are too large for the zeolite molecule. But how the zeolite, by making your body, basically perform at an optimal level. And that's how the zeolites work. So when you remove the heavy metals and the toxins from your body and from your enzymes, it's like you have a motor, your engine in your car. It's clogged up with dirty oil. You haven't cleaned filters for a long time. Once you do an oil change, put in new filters, your engine will work a lot more efficiently, will work a lot better. And so from a, parasite standpoint or infection standpoint, by improving your immune system, by balancing your body's pH, you can then, be able to fight off infections a lot better.
That's really good. And what about, there have been about the COVID jabs and the different things that have been reportedly found in the COVID jabs, like graphene oxide and nanobot technology. Do you think the zeolites will do anything to disrupt those?
So if they have a positive charge, the zeolite particles then have a chance of removing them, out of your body's system. Getting into science fiction now, nanobots, little tiny machines that are nanosized. Certainly, we don't know enough yet to say that zeolite products can do anything about that. But again, it's based on the size, it's based on charge. So zeolites are attracted to very small particles that are heavy and have a positive charge. And the more positive the charge and the heavier the particle, the more attracted the zeolite is. So, for example, you take plutonium, extremely heavy, extreme positive charge, and it's highly attracted to the zeolite.
That's a really, really good answer. And this is sort of a question for me. Do proteins, free proteins that are in your body, like say from food allergies, with leaky gut syndrome, food allergies or other types of foreign proteins in your body, are they positively charged? And is that something that zeolite could have an impact against?
So the proteins themselves are not, but you have to take a step back and say, how did these, proteins get into your system? How did these viral or bacterial particles get into the system, say through a leaky gut? It's because your immune system and the brain, the gut barrier, is broken. And why is the gut barrier broken? And why is your immune system not working effectively? Well, oftentimes it's because you're toxic. You have heavy metals that may be actually damaging the cells in the immune system. It may be actually making the enzyme activities of the immune system and also your gut barrier ineffective. And so your gut barrier is like, a big wall. And when parts of that wall start breaking down, then things start to leak across, and it makes it easier for particles like heavy metals and toxins to leak across. It makes it easier for bacteria and viruses also to get across from your environment and into your system.
And you that's a really good answer, and that's a really good thing to think about because I didn't think that foreign proteins in the blood had a any sort of charge that would be picked up by this. So that was a very good answer that talks about any type of foreign proteins. Is there a danger to taking zeolite? Can people take too much, or if you overuse it, will it make you more toxic?
There's no such thing as overdosing on a zeolite supplement. Your body will just get rid of it, in your urine and get rid of it out of your system. And the only concern is people that get a detox reaction is when they take too much zeolite too fast in the beginning, and they're pulling out all these toxins out of your body. It gets into your system. As you're pulling it out of your bone or out of your organs, it gets into the bloodstream because the zeolite's carrying it out of your organs and into into your urine through your kidneys. And so that's why I said if you do get a detox reaction, cut back on the dose initially, not forever, maybe for a week or so. Make sure you hydrate and flush everything out of your system.
So there have been quite a few questions that have come in about since we talk about the when the zeolite scoops up these positive charge and negative or positive charge abnormal things like mercury, cadmium, etc. and it goes out through your urine. What about people that have that are on dialysis or have otherwise have kidney disease? Should they be using zeolites and or can they use it?
Yes, now they can use it. Anecdotally, again, I have to say that these are just things that are reported to me. We're not making any claims about zeolites being used in treatment of a disease. But I've had people who are on the verge of needing dialysis use the zeolite and come back to me and say, in 2 months, the doctor told me I no longer need dialysis. My kidney function has improved.
Wow, that's
So
great
that's,
news.
that's really remarkable. But it is safe to use in patients who are on dialysis because, it sits in your bloodstream until it's removed by the dialysis machine. But it sits in your bloodstream collecting all these heavy metals and getting rid of them out of your body. So, when you have kidney failure, unfortunately, you accumulate a lot of toxins in your body. That's why you need dialysis. And the zeolites, help to help your body to get rid of these toxins.
That's really exciting news, Dr. Lee. That's really good information for a lot of people that maybe have a little bit of hypertensive kidney disease, a little bit elevated, maybe it's a do loop. And if they use some zeolite, cleaned out their kidneys, it may improve their blood pressure, may improve everything all the way around. That's really good news.
Yeah, I mean, one caveat is to say that if you have significant kidney disease, start slow. So start at a much lower dose than what's recommended because your kidneys aren't getting rid of the toxins quite as quickly that the zeolite picks up. So, you got to stay hydrated, you got to go slow, but it's safe.
Yeah, because the zeolite we keep talking about the zeolites in your bloodstream, but the blood your blood flows through every organ in your body, so the it's picking up toxicity from your brain, from fat cells, from your liver, from all different portions of your body, from your bone marrow, all different areas. It's just not in your blood. Is that correct?
That's right. The nanosized zeolite particles are so small, it'll cross the barriers and actually get into your cells. That's where it works on the molecular level. So, it actually leaves your bloodstream and enters the organs, enters the cells and all the tissues in your body.
That's really important. One of the other questions that people have asked is, and I think you've mentioned it and you've sort of explained it, but it comes up a lot, and it has to do with the size of the zeolites and how can particles be viewed under dark field microscopy as opposed to light microscopy?
So actually the nanosized zeolite particles are so small you can't even see them under microscopy. You actually need electron microscopy to see them because they're so small. So electron microscopy and spectroscopy, obviously you'll need a very high level laboratory to be able to do that even to be able to see these particles.
What about interfacing with the zeolites and prescription medications? Can they be taken together or should they be spaced apart?
So that's an important point to make. People ask, well, when should I not take a zeolite product? I would say for sure if you're undergoing chemotherapy, because you don't want the zeolite. Because chemotherapy by its nature, it's going to kill your cells. It's a toxin to the cancer cells, and so you don't want the zeolite to interfere, especially if you're using a metal-based chemotherapeutic agent. So don't use zeolites at the same time. In terms of other medications, in general, it should be safe to use. I would say don't take it concurrently. Space it apart just to make sure. Obviously, if you're using a nanosized zeolite, such as Purebody Extra, where it's so small you're just spraying it, then it's going to get into your system very, very quickly. You don't have to wait for it to get into your gut. And potentially interfere with absorption of medications. So that's a point that you want to emphasize.
So does as a toxicologist, and I know from your bio, you've done a lot of clinical and laboratory type investigations, and you mentioned that you've been investigating and looking at zeolites for over 20 years. Why did you decide to advocate for Touchstone's products as opposed to others?
Well, I was involved with the launch of the initial zeolite product. Actually, it was the precursor to Touchstone. So I've known Eddie Stone, who is the founder of Touchstone, literally now for 20 years, actually longer. And so I got involved in, actually, it piqued my interest when this initial micronized, but not nano-sized, but micronized activated zeolite was introduced. And so, you know, I've been researching it, and now it's hit the mainstream, which is very good. It's actually good that, you know, people are looking at it. Certainly, even if you go to, let's say, Memorial Sloan Kettering website, the Memorial Sloan Kettering Institution is one of the foremost cancer treatment centers in the United States, in New York. And they actually have an entire, on their website, they talk about zeolite and the benefits of zeolite products. So now it's getting into, you know, mainstream medical media, which is very good. There are now quite a few white papers out there talking about zeolites and their benefits. There still is not enough medical research, just because it is so expensive to be able to bring, you know, to bring a pharmaceutical product to market today will take to $200 million and probably 10 years of research to prove that it's effective and it's safe. And most companies just don't have those resources to bring a double-blind study, you know, to the market. And because zeolites are natural products, so you really can't claim that it's a pharmaceutical product. So, you know, drug companies are not willing to do those studies.
So one of the other questions that's come up in the chat, I'm monitoring the chat while you're answering the questions here, that's come up multiple times is, do you think that zeolites can help to get rid of radioactive substances in your body, particularly, say, after chemotherapy or after chemotherapeutic products? Can the zeolite pick up some of the radioactivity from radiation or from chemotherapy or things like that?
Well, it depends on what radioactive particles are in your system. We know for sure that zeolites have a high affinity for the really bad radioactive particles like uranium and plutonium. In fact, in Chernobyl, talking about Ukraine, when Chernobyl imploded, the Russians dumped tons of zeolite, just raw zeolite, on the nuclear site to actually form a cap to trap basically the radioactive particles within Chernobyl. So yes, it does highly attracted to radioactive particles.
That's really good news, because we've had this come up a lot over the last several years when people say, will this help to remove this junk that went into my body from either, say, the COVID jab or chemotherapy, or, you know, I'm trying to get off of my prescription medications. Will it help me to detox my body from that? And apparently the answer, you're saying that the answer is most likely yes, that it will help to get
Correct.
Rid of those things from your body.
Correct. Again, if you're being treated, you know, with chemotherapy, don't take the
don't
zeolite
take it at
while
the
you're
same
undergoing
time,
it. But once
exactly.
You're finished and you want to detox, that's the best time.
That's perfect. That's really good. And when you take a zeolite product, and particularly we're referring to, say, PBX, the touchstone spray, how long does the zeolite stay in your body? I suspect it will be there until it's loaded with toxicities and then be discharged. And it's relative to how toxic you are, but I'd like to hear your answer to that.
Yeah, actually, the zeolite is removed fairly quickly out of your system. So the studies that have been done with clinotetilite, activated clinotetilite zeolite, for example, there was a study that was done with coal miners who, are highly toxic. Their body burden of toxins is extremely high, and it showed that within 3 days, the zeolite, the loaded zeolite's out of your system, and that's why. It's not something that you take once and then that's it. It's something that you need to continuously use because you're getting rid of the zeolite, that are loaded with toxins out of your body, on a daily basis. So you need to replenish that.
So another question that's come up a lot here in the thing is that do zeolite products have, do you think, I think the answer to this is no, but do zeolite products have an expiration date?
Actually, they do not
Yeah.
technically. Zeolites are so such a stable structure, they don't break down. I mean, obviously, they've been sitting at the bottom of the ocean for 100,000 years. So they could sit in a bottle
True
for
enough.
another
Six
couple of
months.
years
Yeah.
and it will not expire. So the benefits and the effects, will continue for a long, long time. Obviously, if it's kept stored in the bottle, then I think it's fine.
That brings up, just for the listeners, they did a study. It was actually funded by the Department of Defense, that the US Army said that they had bought all these stockpiles of drugs, drugs of antibiotics and, like Tamiflu and a bunch of different medications that they had stockpiled of and for years, for decades actually. And so somebody at the Department of Defense kind of went, I wonder if those things are still any good. We've spent billions of dollars on them. I wonder if they're still any good. So they actually did assays on medications that have been sitting on the shelf for up to up to 25 or 30 years. And they found that the efficacy rate of the medication, the breakdown of the medication, like say amoxicillin or doxycycline or some of the antibiotics, had only diminished by like 2 or 3%. So the expiration date on your bottles is an FDA requirement, and we all kind of know where the FDA plays with the pharmaceutical industry now, and I kind of think that it's on there in order to sell more drugs. So if your bottle says your expiration date is whatever, I can say with some surety that your things are still going to be good, like at least a year past their expiration date. We used to be able to donate pharmaceutical drugs to companies, to nonprofits, that if they were past their expiration date, that they would donate them to third world countries, like in Africa or whatever. Now they don't allow that. They only allow it for a year. It can't be anything past that. And they just throw out those pills. And I think it's just a pharmaceutical way to sell more drugs, quite frankly. So let me see. To the toxins and things, when you take zeolite, is it possible that things are going out in your stools in addition to your urine?
So the zeolite particles that are too large to get absorbed, it could be, it obviously it will be excreted in your stool. So if you absorb the zeolite and it gets into your bloodstream, it'll generally be excreted through the urine. I mean, it's possible it could be excreted through other means, such as sweat. But the zeolite particles that are too large, that still they can work, they'll detoxify your intestinal tract, will be excreted through the stool.
Can you go into a little bit more detail about how this product has been determined to be GRAS, like generally recommended as safe, since it's not an FDA, a regulated product, even though it's an FDA monitored problem? How does that GRAS status apply?
So, generally. Recognized as safe or GRAS status. So, these products are FDA regulated, but they're not approved as a drug, which is a different FDA process. But generally recognized as safe, meaning that you have to certify that, number one, the product is what you claim it is, that it's, activated, purified zeolite, and that it's generally safe, meaning you don't have to do, $100 million scientific study, but, obviously, any problems with terms of side effects or negative effects on the body, you need to be determined that that is, not going on.
I think that's really super good. And there are, what other things would you like to say that we haven't already talked about? We've covered a ton of things. There are a couple of different things that people are asking about, things like Teflon. Can we get Teflon and those sorts of toxicities out of our system?
Yeah, so it's not the Teflon itself, but it's the chemicals that are used to make the Teflon coating, for example. The PFAs, that are forever chemicals. And so those particles are too large to enter the nanosized zeolite, molecule. However, as I mentioned, in terms of, I had one slide showing the volatile organics. these are chemical molecules that are too large to fit inside the cage of the zeolite, but two zeolite plates or two zeolite molecules may be able to sandwich these chemicals. And that seems to be, that's how they work in that fashion. If the molecules are too large, not every molecule, but the ones that are too large, they can sandwich the molecule in between two zeolite, plates basically, and carry them out of the body.
So we've covered a lot of ground here this morning, and we have a couple of more things that we want to enter. But Dr. Lee, I really appreciate your area of expertise as a medical doctor and as a toxicologist, really kind of laying the groundwork and explaining to people how zeolites work. Is there anything as we close up your section here today that you'd like to add that we haven't covered already?
So one important point is, when people say, well, how long should I take zeolites for? And my answer is, well, when are you going to stop being exposed to pollutants and heavy metals
exactly.
and toxins? So who, my first question is, who needs this product? Well, everybody needs this product because all of us are toxic and exposed to toxins from the time we were born. And it's a continuous process of cleansing your body. So it's something that you need to continue to do because we're constantly being exposed. So I want to leave the audience with that. And I want to thank you very much for inviting me. I want to thank everybody else for their time. And, in the future, hopefully I'll be able to answer more questions.
Well, two more things really quickly before you leave is, what about dosage of the PBX? And can we use it in children and in pets?
So, yeah, so the dosage, what's recommended in the packaging is the recommended dose. A lot of people will actually use more than that, you certainly can, with one caveat. That means if you're heavily toxic and you're having a detox reaction, then cut back on the dose. And is it safe in children? Yes, it is safe in children to use. Again, a small child, I would probably use a lower dose, probably half of the recommended dose to begin with. Make sure you stay very well hydrated. And in pets, yes, absolutely safe to use in pets. Just as an anecdote, as I was researching clenotilolite, there has been one study done, and this was done in Saudi Arabia, because the Saudi Arabians love their horses and they love their racehorses. And racehorses were given zeolite to detox, and they found after 1 week, the racehorses ran faster after they'd been treated with zeolite.
Interesting. Well, I suppose, if it, we've already talked about what zeolite does to the gut and what zeolite does to the kidneys. So I suppose if you're a racehorse and you can, your kidney filtration is working better, everything's just going to work better. So that's kind of a cool anecdotal report. It really is.
Yeah, and well, your entire body works better. So it's more like as I mentioned, it's almost like your body is an engine. If you clean it out, it'll work more effectively and more efficiently. So you'll have more energy, and that's why probably the racehorses could run a little faster.
That's really good. I'm skimming through a lot of the questions that came up in the Q&A, and a lot of them have been answered earlier in the presentation. So everybody will get a copy of this recorded. So you may want to go back and listen to it again because they are the same. There are a lot of repeat questions, and they were things that Dr. Lee has already so graciously explained and answered for us. So a lot of questions have come up about the minor study. Perhaps we can get that, and when we send out, we can send out the link to the repeat on this. And you're also going to get, everybody who's registered for this is also going to get a coupon for this. We did it this last week, and for this next week only, that you can get your first bottle of Touchstone PBX if you've not had it before for only $5. So it's a great way to try it for yourself. It doesn't have any taste. You can take it when you're pregnant, when you're nursing. You can give it to babies. And like Dr. Lee had explained in his presentation, babies are coming out toxic. So it really will help them with their kidneys and with their growth. I do also give it, you hear me, you guys, a lot of them who are on my sprays or on my broadcast, you hear me talk about my little dog Tegan, who's 11 pounds. And every day when I get him a new, on his new water, I spray about five or six little sprays in the water, and then he drinks that over the course of the day. Because of course he's being talk, exposed to toxic food, even though he does eat good stuff, but he's outside in the grass and all the things that are sprayed and things like that. So it's a really, really good thing for you to do. So I think that this is a really we promised to stay around 12 o'clock noon for us to get going. It's we've answered all of these questions. Most as I'm going through the questions here in the Q&A, honestly, they are things that have already been answered by Dr. Lee or by me or by the discussion that we've had earlier in the presentation. So it must mean maybe you missed it or maybe you signed in late, but you will be getting a copy of this presentation that's been recorded. It will probably be 4 or 5 days, so don't be hammering on Dr. Lee or my staff to get the presentation out. There's some things that we need to do to recycle it. But you can go to the to drtenpenny.com. /DRLEEWEB, which is as in Dr. Lee webinar, to make sure that you can get your coupon for a $5 bottle of zeolite if you've not ever done it before. And I think that this is a great opportunity, Dr. Lee. I want to thank you so much for getting up early out there in Arizona and joining us for this great discussion. I can see from the comments that people have said this has been a really great discussion and that people have really learned a lot. And so I think that it's a really good place to thank everybody for coming, to thank you so much for your time and your expertise. And maybe if we get another round of 50 questions or so, we can get back together again and do it again. And I want to thank everybody for coming here today. I think it's just been a great discussion that we've had, and that we will, I want to thank everybody. And all of my podcasts, whether they are live or pre-recorded, I always close with my favorite verse from the Bible, which is Romans 12, 12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So if you have any other questions, a lot of this, we will save the Q&As that came in here. But honestly, the ones that I've skimmed through, almost all of them have already been answered by the presentation. So thank you for donating your Saturday morning, wherever you are in the world. And Dr. Lee, thank you again so much for your time and your expertise. And we look forward to doing this again someday.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, and have a great day, everyone.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.